In the past year, Mitt Romney poured more than $35 million of his own money into his presidential run. His hope was to rack up some early wins in Iowa and New Hampshire. Now, that big investment looks unlikely to pay off for him, as NPR's Audie Cornish reports from Nashville.
Mitt Romney's early strategy rested on a winning boost, first from Iowa and then New Hampshire, and to that end, he introduced himself to voters as a social conservative.
I came down to the side of life every single instance as governor. I'm proud to be pro-life, and I'm not apologizing for becoming pro-life.
But for some voters, something didn't ring true.
I don't actually care for him too much. I'm not sure he's been consistent in what he says and what he did as governor of Massachusetts. He's not convincing to me as a human being.
That's Ron Klein speaking just before the Iowa caucuses. Klein ultimately ended up as one of those who helped Mike Huckabee win in that early state. Now here's Ron Szymanski, an undecided voter from Silver Lake, Minnesota, who took in a Romney event this past weekend.
Just a little bit of concern about, you know, his history as governor of Massachusetts. And, you know, I want to see that he's true to what he's, you know, telling us his positions are today.
Two different states, months apart, yet both had doubts about Mitt Romney. On paper, Romney was seen as having a good chance to win the nomination. Conservative, confident, having something the other Republican candidates did not, lots of money. But in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida, Romney was unable to complete the deal.
On the one hand, he alienated the moderate wing, and he never really earned the conservative wing.
That's Lou DiNatale, political analyst from the University of Massachusetts. DiNatale says Romney has always had a knack for adjusting his message on the fly. He notes Romney did best when he stuck to his image as economic stalwart and ultimate CEO, as he did when he won in Michigan and Nevada.
The key thing, I think, historically to remember about Americans is that you are who you say you are. And if you can say it with enough cash, then that's generally what people think it is you are. And Romney's proved that on more than one occasion.
Romney dismisses any questions of his authenticity as the product of negative campaigning from his rivals.
Good to see you.
How are you? Nice to meet you.
At a Nashville diner this morning, Romney saw an advantage in a state that no longer offered Fred Thompson as a favorite son. In these last days of campaigning, Romney's message is that he's a Washington outsider and the last, best conservative option in the race.
Do you want a nominee who helped write McCain-Kennedy that gave amnesty to illegal aliens?
No!
Yeah, do you want to have a nominee instead who represents conservative principles and will keep us inside the House the Ronald Reagan built?
That's music to the ears of Catherine Huddleston, a former Thompson supporter who brought her own mock PowerPoint slide in an ode to her new favorite candidate.
Sanity, you notice, is the first bullet, because I do seriously think that he is the only reasonable candidate left in the race. He has shown grace under fire, and we need a voice of reason and sanity.
Huddleston and other voters in Super Tuesday states like Tennessee have been the focus of Romney's attention the last few days. The name of the game now is delegates, and he hopes to peel off enough to have a Super Tuesday of his own. But Romney says whatever happens tomorrow, he is expecting his battle for the nomination to continue. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville.